Mark is on the phone. We're going to get to him because, Mark, you grew up in Brantford, is that right? And you've got some memories of Walter Gretzky?
Yeah, I do. So I was born and raised there and ended up going to, I was at the same church as Walter at St. Mark's Anglican Church. And I've got a few stories. I don't want to worry with all of them. I remember one time I was raking leaves at the church, you know, just doing tidy up there in the fall. And Walter just happened to be coming by for whatever reason. So he went into the shed there and grabbed a rake and started raking along with me. And I was a teenager, right? And I thought, wow, this is so cool. But one story, so my dad was a high school teacher in Cambridge, actually. He would drive from Brantford. And so there was some kind of a sports day in his class. He taught in a spec ed class for students with developmental disabilities. And he asked Walter if Walter could come in and speak to his class. And unfortunately, Walter wasn't able to do it. But he said, listen, why don't you come over and I'll give you some memorabilia, some stuff that you can bring in and show your students. So he invited my dad in to, you know, his famous basement there on Variety. And my dad went in and picked out some stuff, one of the, you know, mini replica Stanley Cups. And there's a picture of me when I was probably 7 or 8 years old with one of Wayne's Campbell Conference all-star jerseys on, right, that my dad had brought home. And really cool, my sister next to me holding one of Wayne's sticks. And just so down to earth. Walter was everywhere. I worked as a lifeguard at the Wayne Gretzky Sports Center, and I was working at a day camp one day, and Walter, you know, he was around the rink all the time. And and he just came into the room with the kids and just started hanging out with them, right? and everyone knows who he is, right? And he's signing autographs for the kids, and you know, he was everywhere. And you talk about Variety there, where Walter lived. My grandparents actually lived on Kensington Avenue, which was parallel street to that, and so their backyards were connected, right? They're, you know, just the through the backyard.
Yeah.
And one day I was at my grandparents' house, and my grandpa calls me over to the back window, and he says, "Look out back there." What? And he says, "Look." And there's a hand coming through the fence picking the raspberries off of my grandpa's raspberry bush, and it's Walter doing that. He's like, oh, he does that all the time.
Oh my God! So your grandparents' place backed onto the infamous backyard of Walter Gretzky, which of course came to be known as the Wally Coliseum, where Wayne That's Gretzky, right, of course, right? He put in the backyard rink, and we've seen all those amazing home videos of Wayne Gretzky when he was like 3 years old, you know, skating around cones and whatever.
Yeah, a lot of the skating he did was at the farm, which is just outside of Brantford, at his grandparents' farm. And I was just reading this morning that they bought it for like $600 in like the 1930s, this farm, and he skated there. So when I was going to my grandparents' house, at that point there was a pool in the backyard, so there was not a lot of room because Wayne had put that in. And apparently the story goes, Wayne had offered, I guess, to buy, you know, to build a house for Walter and Phyllis just outside of the city, and Walter said no, he didn't want to move. He liked this place. I guess it's so down to earth, right?
Yeah.
And they ended up, you know, building a nice pool in the backyard for when the grandkids came to visit and all that. And so that's the thing about being in Brantford is you saw, like, nobody in Brantford has ever pumped gas without seeing Walter, right? Like, he's just, he's always around, and he's so down to earth. And I remember, too, I went to the same church as Walter, St. Mark's Anglican Church, and every once in a while, we'd go in, and at the back of, you know, the hall there, there'd be like 100 or 200 like calendars of Wayne Gretzky, right? And, you know, Walter would just bring them in and have the kids go and grab them. Or remember one time there were all these water bottles, right? That, you know, because they get all this extra stuff, extra merchandise, and he would just bring it in and say, "Yo, go grab some stuff." And
right.
And then I was probably when I was 17 or so was the first time that I went to church on Sunday morning. I'm like, man, who's that tall guy with the leather jacket sitting next to Walter? And of course it was Wayne.
Wow.
And it was often when he was in town. And I made a fool of myself when I actually met Wayne there at the church, because I went over to him like, "Hey, do I know you from somewhere? I was 17. I thought it was pretty funny, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Pretty witty kid, right? And he's just like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I just embarrassed myself in front of the great one.
Good stuff. Anyway. Good stuff. Listen, appreciate you calling, Mark. That's a great story.
Yeah, no worries. Take care, guys.
Have a great day.